you got your Bibles opened up to the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. Daniel's... Ooh, they got raspy this morning. Glory to God. We missed it. God is evil. If you don't know it, you better ask somebody. He is able for all your needs. Amen. As I look at the things that we have went through, the things we are still going through, and even the things that we foresee that we're going to have to deal with, guess what? He's still able. Let's look at Daniel. Sometimes you have to make a sacrifice to serve God in the midst of adversity. You have to know without what you know that he's able. The first verse says, now, you might have to get this CD. Y'all going to have to get these CDs. You hear me? It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents. Now, you know we like to play with the numbers, right? We like, don't take that out of context. We like to play with the numbers. It says, over these were what? 3. Amen. Everything in the book of Daniel is prophetic.
Amen.
It not only pertains to that era, but it pertains to this time period also. It aligns itself along with the book of Philippians and also the book of Thessalonica. Daniel was a man like David. A man after God's own heart. It says there were 3 of them. It was 120 princes, and there were 3 presidents. The word president is translated into Hebrew, ministers. So you have to understand, these other 2 guys that were along with Daniel, they were ministers too. That lets you know that you can't trust everybody. Just because they got the name and a title, you better know your God for yourself. I heard the ministers in this church say some stuff that I know had that pastor squirming. Especially when somebody got up and said, God teaching us to depend on him, not to don't take no offense to it. They did apologize, but they said it. Don't take no offense to it, but God don't want us looking to our pastors and the apostles and the teachers and the preachers and the evangelists, but he wants us to look to God. Ooh, Lord, I said, ooh, Lord, I could feel that bouncing around up in here. But it is true. Our job is to make sure you get fed. Your job is to make sure you are fed.
That's right.
Daniel, my goodness, I'm excited. Yes, you can tell. Who was one of the ministers, along with the other 2. Amen. Right. That's right. Amen. By giving account to them, and the king should have no damage. They were supposed to protect Daniel. If 1 through 3 represents Daniel's prosperity, but you have to understand, prosperity don't last always. Ask me how I know. But it depends on how you look at it. You can be prosperous and not have a plug nickel in your heart. What makes you prosperous? The Jesus is in your life. My goodness, I got to get rolling here. I'm glad to be home. My goodness. You hear me? Amen. Then this Daniel was preferred. Amen. The king thought, showing that Daniel was well known. It wasn't Daniel that was well known, it was his God. Amen. It was his God that was well known. It says, because he had what? An excellent was in him. An excellent anointing. There was a glory. Excellence. Excellence was in him. Why? Because he obeyed the word of the Lord.
Amen.
See, he didn't have this book we got.
Amen.
If you couldn't hear from God, you didn't hear God. How many understand what I'm saying? You had to actually hear from God. And then when you heard it, you had to know that it was God and not somebody standing around you.
Amen.
Sometimes we get a little twisted. Folks say stuff we think is God and it's not. But, Lord, we're going to move her on the front row. He had an excellent spirit was in him. And see, what made him have an excellent spirit was the fact that he was under subjection to the king. Because he realized you can't be a good leader unless you be a good
follower.
You know what? And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Had already considered setting him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion. Everybody not happy with the way God is moving in your life. The way God keeps you. The way God sustains you. The way God protects you. The way God preserves you. The problem I run into when we visit churches is the fact that they look at me and they don't know I'm the pastor. Because they figure that I'm too young to be a pastor. So when I talk to them, they tend to talk at me and not with me. Because they think I need instruction. They have no idea, Brother Rutherford, I've been in more ditches and foxholes in a little bit. Praying for God to help me, show me how to get out. Daniel was in the same situation here. They were out to get him. They was not happy with him. You would figure it was because the king was getting ready to set him over all of them. But that's not it, because he was already over all of them.
Right.
It was something about him that irked them. It's something about you that irked people. Everybody ain't happy with your life in God. Everybody ain't happy that you can smile and rejoice in trouble and trial. They just not happy. So here they are. They getting occasion. They getting themselves a symbol. These are all of them. This is the 120. They got themselves together to confide against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But the problem is they couldn't actually find nothing wrong with him. How many know here couldn't find nothing wrong with Jesus? Regardless of all the accusations and the persecution and all that, he couldn't find nothing wrong with him. Said, I find nothing wrong with this man.
That's right.
Amen. So they couldn't find nothing wrong with him. No fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. He was faithful regardless.
That's right.
Go back to the old saying, it cost you something. Cost you something to serve God. It means you have to go against your own grain to be faithful.
Amen.
The other day I was sitting back, I was meditating, and I was saying, God, I thank you for blessing me for being faithful. Amen. And he said, I'm bless you because you're faithful. I say, come on, man. I know y'all don't talk to God like that. I had to talk to God. Come on, man. What you mean?
That's right.
You mean I done wasted my time for 37 years being faithful?
Yeah.
He said, no. It wasn't your faithfulness that blessed me. It was your submission.
Amen.
That blessed me.
Yeah.
You can be faithful and not be submitted. Daniel was faithful if you really study that part of the word faithful, it's talking about his faith was strong and intact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The king wasn't so wound up over Daniel because of who did that. He was smart, which he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was intelligent. He was very articulate.
Yeah.
Right.
He was always where he needed to be. What he was impressed about Daniel was that Daniel had faith in his God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So as they got together to mess him up, even though they couldn't find no fault, these men said, "We shall not find an occasion against Daniel, except we do what? Find it against him concerning the law of his
God."
His God. That's why I tell you, don't take it personal.
That's right.
It's not against you.
Right.
It's against your God.
Right.
But guess what? God is able.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I have to tell myself, all right, stop taking it personal.
That's right.
They're against you.
Right.
Don't get all bent out of shape over persecution.
Yeah.
Affliction. Even when you get sick, don't take it personal.
That's right.
Amen.
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 It's against your God. Because you have faith to believe that God's a healer, don't you think your flesh wants to intimidate you?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Zip it up, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tired. Relax. I gotta relax for a minute. Of hearing folks complain about what the devil done stole from them. He stole my joy. Okay. You didn't have none in the beginning. He stole my peace. If he steals something from me, I don't deserve it. Especially when God says, I have power over all things in heaven and in earth and on the earth. I have authority to call those things that are not as though they were. That means I can reach back and change my destiny. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. I was a little excited. Hallelujah. I gotta get going. I got a lot to cover here. We shall not find any occasion against them. We shall not find a problem with Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law, except we accuse him and afflict him concerning the word that he lives containing to his God. His creator. In relationship. Elohim.
Right. Yeah.
Then these presidents, now it's talking about the two presidents along with him, and the princes assembled. They got together. The word assembled means they crowded together. That means they secretly got together.
Yeah.
Folks on your job.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord. Folks in your home.
Yeah.
Folks in your church.
Yeah.
Assemble themselves secretly.
Yeah.
Help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My goodness, my goodness. Together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. Ain't no good will. He can't live forever. But see, one thing I want to point out that I discovered while I was studying is this. How many know how old David was? Daniel was. At the time of this trial. Good. He was 88 years old. Can you imagine going through that at 88? But it don't matter if God done preserved you.
Amen.
God done kept you. The epistles say we've been kept by the power of God.
Yes.
The word power there is translated the love of God.
Amen.
Don't you know
Amen.
The love of God constrains us and keeps us?
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. Live forever, King Darius. Build him up. All the press, we've seen that happen a lot around here, didn't we? I need a drink. I don't need that long. Pastor Hockey rolling over on me. Get back on this word. The governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute. There is nothing they can do to him, but they got to get the king to do it.
Right.
I can hear some of y'all thinking, that's why that happened. That's what that was all about. They had to get the king to do it. They couldn't do nothing. They couldn't touch him. So they went to the king and got the king to make a firm decree. Decree or to actually confirm a decree or sign a new law for the kingdom in the place.
Yeah.
But it was only going to affect one person.
Yeah.
How many times have you been the only person that's been affected by what's going on around you and in your life?
Yeah.
But guess what? God is
Amen.
Make firmer that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god of man for 30 days, save of me. Oh, you telling me I can't praise God? That's one thing about Pastor Hart. He used to take, we got on the elevator once. He embarrassed the heck out of me, pastors. We on the elevator. And we just ride. We ride in the elevator. And he just quiet. Some guys start cussing. GD elevator. It missed my floor. GD. Brother Hart from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scared me to death. I'm like, what's wrong with him? I said, well, what's wrong? I'm getting equal time. If he can bless his, I can bless mine. You better make sure you get your praise in.
Amen. Amen.
Maybe I get my praise in at the bowling alley. On the bowl, I'll get it in.
Amen.
I'll be thanking, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
I ain't even done it yet, but I say I thank you.
Amen.
They say whoever messes up or decides they want to serve their God or the law of their God, they got to be thrown into the den of lions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been thrown into the den. Financial den. Physical den. A spiritual den. The word of God says Satan's as a roaring. When you have faithful to God and you love him and you serve him and you're submissive to his character and his nature, the lions can only do one thing around you, that's roar, because they can't touch you. Why do you think say God inhabit the praise? It don't say nothing about inhabit. We always say God inhabit the praises. That's not what it says. It says God inhabit the praise. It's your praise that God inhabit. You know what the enemy don't want to fool with? God. Because wherever the praise of God is in, God's going to dwell there. Daniel said, you know what? Y'all go right ahead and play those silly games. It says in the 10th verse, Daniel knew. He understood. He understood what they were up to.
That's right.
But he didn't take it personal. You know what? They are all coming against me. But, you know, Lord, I'm not going to take this personal. I'm going to go do what I've been doing all along.
Amen.
I'm going to go in my house with my windows open like they always are. And I'm going to look toward Jerusalem, representing, meaning that he was looking toward the hills from which cometh his help, knowing that his help was going to come from God.
Amen.
And kneeled up on his knees as a type of submission. Ooh, that's loud, Greg. I'm echoing. Sound like I'm bouncing off the walls, brother. There we go. Thank you, sir. up on his knees 3 times a day.
Yeah.
That's normal. That's what he did.
Right.
And prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime, as he did always. Lord, they out to get me, but I thank you anyway. They done made this decree that the king don't even understand. He don't know what he did.
Right.
He don't know he tried to sign my death warrant. They done tricked him into coming against me. How many people have listened to somebody else and came against you, not because of what they knew, but because of what they heard? And you found yourself in a den of lions.
Yes.
No fault of your own.
Amen.
You've been living your life, doing what you normally do.
Amen.
But because there are so many haters.
Come on now.
Let's take that a little bit deeper. And disgruntled believers. Lord, you better leave me alone. I'm going to praise you anyway.
Amen.
I'm going to lift you up anyway.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
My bills do, but I'm going to praise you.
Yeah.
Man, my body just all, I'm wrapped off, but I'm going to praise you.
Yeah.
I don't feel good, I'm going to praise you.
Yeah.
Lord, they don't like me, they person, I'm going to praise you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on my knees and submit myself to you.
That's right.
And I'm going to obey your word regardless of what they have already planned for me. Because I know that you're able.
Yeah.
And these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. You know what I'm saying? Before his God. Anybody ever say something? I don't care nothing about you and your God. Then they came near, spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man, that they want to make sure the king hear what they're saying? First, they got to convince him that he already signed the decree. They got to talk to him. Lord, king, you remember when you did this? Remember when you signed this thing? I'm paraphrasing. That whoever did, made a petition to any other god other than this, the statues and the animals and the flying birds, that's what they were saying. Within 30 days, that they would have to be thrown in a den of lions.
Yeah.
The king answered, "This thing is true.
Amen.
According to the law of Medes and Persians, which alters not." Meaning, once he signs it into order, it cannot be changed, not even by him. Don't you know, once Satan went to God on Job, that what had started could not be changed?
Amen.
It had to be fulfilled unto completion. Whatever it is you're going through, you've got to go through it.
That's right.
You got to go through it. But you don't have to go through it with the money clubs.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can go through it with praise.
Amen.
It's up to you how you deal with whatever it is you're going through. Daniel decided he wasn't going to take it personal. He was going to do what he did.
Amen.
Daniel said, "Me got to get it in. I'm not messing with you, right?" He's so funny. Then answered they and said up before the king, "That Daniel, which is of the children of captivity of Judah, king, they already your slaves. He your slave. Even though you made him president or the minister of all, he's still your slave."
Right.
And he got the answer to what you said.
Yeah.
Even though we in this world,
right,
we're not of it.
Amen.
That That means your mind's got to be transformed by the renewing of the word that you study. Oh, if you don't study, then it can't be renewed. Don't depend on us. Amen. Where was I at? I know, I'm just playing. Then, listen to this. Then when the king heard these words, bam! Oh man, what have I done?
Exactly.
How many folks you know don't stand up and cross you because of something that they didn't really understand, and something they were told, and then realized that they had screwed up, but didn't have the understanding or the love of God in their life to make it right. The king couldn't make it right. Couldn't do nothing because he had already signed this decree into law, and he could not change it. The only next thing that could be done was Daniel had to be put in the lion's den. But I like it because the word explains itself. It's self-explanatory. God don't need us to interpret his word. If you give him a chance, he'll interpret it for you.
Amen.
The king, when he heard these words, was so displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till going down to the sun to deliver him. All night he up trying to figure out how he can back up, back out of this law that he signed into being. And could. I've been here a long time, but folks have come to me, you know, I didn't want to go along with that, but well, you should have. It didn't cost you nothing, it cost me. Cost me a bunch of aggravation and stressful nights. Well, you know, I just bye, get out my face. You gonna ruin my integrity? Because you scared to back out?
Come on now.
Oh man, what have I done? Sister Denise, look what I done did. I gotta throw him in again. I don't have a choice. But you know what? I'm not worried. Because his God.
Come on now.
Is able. This is the king. Now you understand something. He is the one that's being worshipped. But he's still worshiping on the side. Daniel's God.
Yes, he is.
Why? Because of the nature and the character that was in Daniel. He had a more excellent spirit. He proved that his God was more than just talk. It was more than just a prayer. But he was a reality. Don't you know when folks persecute you and you hold your peace, you tie your tongue in a knot and you do what you're supposed to do anyway, you heat coals of fire on them? They know what they did. Some of y'all going through with some folks and you absolutely do not know what to do. Remember this. Don't take it personal. It's not you. These men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, O king, the law of Medes and Persians is that no decree or statute the king established may be changed. They reminded him, you can't change it.
Right.
They in his face. You can't change it.
Right.
Then the king commanded they brought Daniel and cast him in the den of lions. But the king said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, the God who you serve all the time. In the morning when you're on your knees praying. In the afternoon when you're on your knees praying. In the evening when you're on your knees praying. When you're here with me.
Glory.
You serve him, that God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, whom thou servest continue. He will, Daniel, I got to do this, but you know what? I know how powerful you are. I know your God will deliver you. I know he's going to free you. I know he's going to set you free. And a stone, I like the word stone, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. They put a stone. To block Jesus in. It wasn't to block him in. It was to keep them from going in thinking they were going to steal his body.
Right. Amen.
But my goodness, didn't the stone roll away? Now we have the right to praise God. Exhort God. Live for God. The stone was brought and laid up on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Once you get in the den, it's only one way out. Through God.
That's right.
There's no other way out. If you dig yourself out, you only dig in one hole to get out of another.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. I've dug a few trying to get out of one. And try to figure out where these come from. And God said, you dug them. Since you dig them, you dug them, you deal with them. Oh, that ain't fair, Lord. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Oh my goodness, the king fasted for Daniel? You can make such an impression on folks' lives with your life. You enhance their life. You strengthen their life. You encourage their lives by living the life that God has placed within you. In spite of. Because God is able. I found out God is able to keep me. He even kept me. Through some rough times. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He passed the night fast. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He was not happy this situation was taking place. The king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto David. And the king spake and said, Daniel!
Ooh, this story making my
nose
tickle.
Servant of a living God. It's the king who set up all these statues of birds and four-footed beasts to be worshipped.
Come on now.
David, my goodness. He said, servant of a living God is thy God, who thou continuously serve, able to deliver thee from the lions.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He was asking the question, folks question all the time. Can your God deliver you? They don't say it with their mouths, but they say it with their actions. Let's see how great your God is now. Told Jesus, come on down. You done raise others from the dead. Let's see you come down. You can get down. Sometimes you have to stay. You have to stand. And having done all that you think you could do, stand therewith in the power of God.
Amen.
Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. Now Daniel said, O king, live forever. That meant something. And the king knew it. My God has sent his angel. It says, my God has sent his angel. The word his is capitalized.
Yes,
don't see Jesus in Genesis all the way to Revelation, then you done messed up someplace.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to see him doing the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he began in the garden.
Yeah.
He shut the mouths of the lions. That means not only could they not eat me, but I didn't have to listen to them roar either.
Lord.
Because their mouths are shut.
Yeah, yeah.
Aren't you glad sometimes when God delivers you out of the mouth of those lions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't know why they can't talk, but they find their mouths shut.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I was studying that this morning, and I thought about my court case. When I knew my flesh told me that judge gonna throw the book at you.
Yes.
He gonna do anything he can to embarrass you and discredit you. And when he got ready, Brother Tony, to pronounce his judgment, he lost his memory. He didn't know what to say. And at that time, I saw God.
Yes.
I saw God.
Yes.
Shedding, confusing the mouth of the lion. And when I looked at Sister Sharon and said, did you see that? She said, well, she pointed it out to me first, but I saw it. I'm standing there looking at it. Well, I saw his demeanor change.
Yes, yes.
I saw confusion come on his face.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I had to go to court sometimes too, y'all. I screw up too. When I stop screwing up, don't look for me to be here. I'll be gone. Amen. Oh, my God, to deliver me. My God sent an angel and has shut the mouth of the lion's mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. My God saw no guile in me. You make sure when you meet him, he don't see no guile in you. Oh, let's get personal now. We're going to take this personal. Don't let him see no hatred. No envy. No jealousy. No malice. You know, we can go on and on and on. It talks about the works of the flesh. Are these?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I'm almost done. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. Get him out of that den. I knew his God was going to deliver him.
Man.
Had somebody tell me once, I knew God was going to deliver you.
Right.
You didn't think so at first.
Right.
You deserted me like the rest of them.
Right.
Now you know my... My goodness. So he was taken out of the lion's den. No manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his. He trusted. He had confidence in his God.
Amen.
You better have confidence in God.
Yes. Amen.
I don't care what you're going through today. You better have faith in him.
Yes.
You better trust him.
Yes.
You better submit to him.
Right.
He'll keep you. He'll protect you. He'll preserve you. He'll bring you through what you're going through. Oh, my goodness. He believed in his God. And the king of man said, brought these men, which all those ones that accuse him, bring them to me. If you let God fight your battle for you, he will deal with your accusers. The problem is, we want to do it ourselves.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to help him do this. You need my help, Lord. I'm going to do this a little bit better than you're going to do it. I'm going to handle it the earthly way. And find yourself in a bigger mess than you could ever be in. Done that too. Like to destroy myself. The king commanded the accused, and they cast them into the den of lions. Then their children Throw their children in there too. Ain't you? Don't you thank God for grace? He had. There was no mercy. Throw his children, their wives, and break all their bones. They threw them folks in the den, and the lions tore them apart. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree. I'm making a new decree. That other one was carried out and it failed. Because his God wasn't just somebody he talked about. Wasn't somebody he prayed to. Wasn't somebody he slept with. It was somebody who showed up. And showed out.
Hallelujah.
I make a decree that every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Well, he's telling them, I got news for you. Hear me, I'm your king. You better start working out your own troubles with fear and trembling. Get your mouth off of the saints of God.
Amen.
Come on now.
For he is... Oh Lord. This now you have to understand something about this king. He's an atheist.
Yeah.
He don't believe in the God of Daniel. But he's seen so much take place in Daniel's life, he got to confess. For his God ain't just a talking God. It's a living. He a living God.
Right.
Now I'm finna mess y'all up with this one. There's only one way that King Darius could have realized that Daniel's God was alive. Y'all listening?
Yeah.
He had to have his own visitation.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Right. Yeah.
Come on, because God likes to prove himself.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Darius, I'm the God of Daniel. I'm going to deliver him. Not just based on his faith, but I'm going to use a faith that you have that you don't even know you got. God will make your enemies your footstool. He'll cause your enemies to be a blessing to you. And they get confounded because they don't even know why. This minister, we was here when I first started, got into the ministry. I told this story a long time. He used to persecute the, oh man, he couldn't stand me. And I had done nothing to him. It was just the fact that God was starting to use me.
That's right.
A little bit more every time. And God, and the Holy Ghost was teaching me.
Yeah.
I wasn't learning so much from the pastors, but God was teaching me because he had a purpose for me.
That's right.
If God's got a purpose for you, you don't need us to teach you.
Yeah.
You need us to encourage you.
Yeah.
And God will teach you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he gave me the blues.
Yeah.
And one day, Reverend Howard Brown pulled me over the corner and said, let me tell you something. He said, don't you take that personal. That's where I got that from. He said, stop taking this personal. He said, because if you hold fast to your profession of faith, you know, all he did was speak the word.
Yeah.
If you hold fast to your profession of faith, your gift will make room for you.
Amen.
Don't you know the gift that God has placed in your life will make room for you? It'll open up doors. It'll close doors. It'll shut the mouths of the lions. It'll shut things down. It'll open up the windows of heaven. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
He had this pair of python boots. You know, back then, oh my goodness. That was the elite, baby. That was better than having a pair of gaiters. A pair of python boots. Oh my goodness. And I admired them boots. And I don't even like boots. But I loved them boots. I said, them are some sharp boots. Every step he took, I was like, I was trying not to color, because you ain't supposed to color nothing. But I just liked them. He come to me one day, he said, I need to talk to you. I go, oh, here we go again. I'm going to sock him in his eye this time. Yeah, I need to talk to you behind the curtain.
Lord Jesus, I'm going to
sock him. I had enough. I can't do this no more. Get back and say, I got something for you. Is that right? I said, yeah. He opened the box. He had them Python boots about them. He gave me them brand new Python boots. And I wore them babies with black, with green, with brown, with blue. If I had on a white suit, I wore them Python boots. I wore them Python boots until they just said thine. I wore a pile of them. But God was teaching me. He was saying, I will take your enemies if you please me, if you stand fast, if you hold fast, if you submit yourself to those that are in authority over you, if you stay faithful, regardless of the trial, the tribulation, the circumstance you go through, I will cause those that assume that they're your enemy to be a blessing to you. The king put on was a blessing to Daniel. My goodness, made him ruler over all things. He was second in command, but he was a slave. He was a slave in captivity, but he could call those things that were not as though they were. He could make stuff happen. Don't you know you have the authority, dominion to make stuff happen in and around your life? Ain't no lion's den can hold you. It wasn't too long after that they got on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who'd they learn from? Daniel. Lord, you can throw us in the fiery furnace, but we serve the same God that Daniel served. And he will.
Glory to God.
You can be in the heat of the battle, and God will show up and show out. You know why? Because God is able.
He's able.
He's able.
Yes, he is.
Even the King Darius said, is your God able? King, oh King! If you only knew!
Yes, sir.
My God is more than able. You've been delivered. You've been set free. God done spared you when the enemy was trying to take you out of here. God done delivered you when folks were coming against you so strong you felt like your mind was just gonna go crazy. Especially the ones that say they love you. But God showed up because he's able. God delivered you because he's able. God sets you free because he's able. God raised you up because he's able. God provides for you because he's able. Whatever it is you have need in your life, God is able to set up, to make it happen, to bring it forth out of my shut up. God is able. And if you don't know it, you better ask him. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. God don't give me this morning. God is able. God is able. God don't want us to backtrack. He wants us to move forward. Press toward the high things. Press toward those prizes. The prize is the nature and the character of a king. I want the nature and the character of God. It might cost me mine, but I still want it. I know it can happen because God is. Everybody stand. Oh, my goodness. He's able. I know he's able. Not because somebody told me. Not because I heard somebody preach about it. Not because somebody prophesied it to me. But because he showed up and he showed up and he showed me he was able. Hallelujah. He showed up dead. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I tell the old Satan and the flesh. First lady like to talk something about something. That commercial. Go on, get. You better go on, get. How many seen that commercial? That macaroni and cheese commercial. Where they sitting in the middle of the grocery store cooking. So they can stay close to the Kraft macaroni and cheese. I'd rather watch commercials than the TV movies. You better tell that mess to go and get somewhere. Because you are the property of God. You are God's dwelling place. God then set you up and turned you into a fortress for the power, for the love, the peace, and the glory of God. All you got to do is let your light so shine. You're like a beacon set on top of a hill. That means I don't care what's going on around you and up under you. You got to shine.
Am I not the deliverer? Am I not the creator of all things? I created the lion that I shut the mouth of. And I have delivered time and time again. Did I not raise up Joseph to save the people? Through my wisdom and through my power. Even Daniel, I saved him by my great power. I am able to save you, for I am that same God. I am your creator and I am your emancipator. I am your deliverer. I am your salvation. I am your righteousness. I am your keeper and deliverer. I am your preserver. I am everything that you have need of. In times of trouble, look to me. Look not to the left nor to the right nor to your own wisdom, but look ever to my word. I am your author and your finisher, and I shall save you and I shall keep you and I shall deliver you despite the mouths of the lions, despite the mouths of other people. My power, my mouth is greater than any. My word is greater than any, but my word has made all things. And I'm truly the able God. I am the able one. I am the I am. Whatever you have need of, I am. Whatever you have need of, I am. I am the deliverer. I am the salvation. I am the great one. I am the power and the presence to deliver you, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. He is our deliverer. God will show up when you least expect it and prove himself to be a living sanctuary in your life. Hallelujah. I see the face of God work. I see the power of God. Driving down I-75 and it started raining real hard. If you travel 75 going south, you know by the time you get to 94, it gets really crazy.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a bunch of trucks on the freeway.
Yeah.
Well, the trucks on the freeway was raining, and this truck driver, he just jumped right over in front of me. Wow. And I hit those brakes and I slid right into the back of his semi.
Wow.
And we were doing about 55. When I woke up, I found myself laying on the floor in the back, and I didn't have a seat no more. I should have went through the windshield. God is able. And you know what's so wonderful about God being able? He doesn't care about our inadequacies. By our shortcomings, he's still able. Hallelujah.
Again is brand new, and I shall destroy all of those that come again brand new, like I did in the past, said God. Well, I'm a true God and a strong deliverer, and I shall do what I have said for thee that I will do. According to my will shall I do it in your life, said God. So fear not, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God shall be with thee all the days of thy life. In every circumstance and situation that thou shalt go to, I shall be there with thee, said God. Hallelujah.
God will show himself to be. God is so powerful and so understanding. One of the biggest miracles that happened in my life, and it is a miracle, was that woman of God right there. That was a miracle. I had told myself, I said, Lord, you know what? If I have to spend the rest of my life by myself to serve you,
yeah,
that's the way I'm going.
Hallelujah.
I made up my mind. That's got to be it. Because I can't pick them.
Man.
I do worse and worse and worse. I'm tired. So I'm done. Lying to myself, but I was gonna live by that rule. I got all these wonderful women in the church. I can make it. And God used an infidel, someone you would least expect, to lead me to this woman. Why do I say it's a miracle? Because the word miracle means is when God comes down and intervenes into the affairs,
yes,
of mankind,
yes,
and provides and meets the needs that are secretly in our hearts.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what he did.
Yes, thank you.
It has totally changed my life.
Yes.